The Pensions Commission, which was established in 2002 and produced its last report in 2005, is being revived by the government amid fears that pension income will fall and that people are not saving enough for their retirement. The move comes as analysis from the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, warns that people who plan to retire in 2050 will see a drop of £800 a year on average in their private pension income compared with those retiring now. At the same time, the DWP estimates 4 in 10 people, nearly 15 million, are not saving enough for their retirement. And even more worryingly, it has found that 45% of working-age adults are not saving anything at all for pension provision, with low earners, some ethnic minorities and the self-employed showing to be particularly at risk. Liz Kendall, the Work and Pensions Secretary, said the commission was being relaunched to tackle the barriers that stop too many saving in the first place. The previous Pensions Commission recommended automatically enrolling people into workplace pensions. Now, 88% of eligible employees save for a pension, up from 55% in 2012. However, the DWP has found saving levels have remained low among those automatically enrolled into a workplace scheme, with roughly half of private sector workers only saving around the minimum contribution, 8% or less of their earnings. Pensions Minister Torsten Bell said the original commission helped get pension saving up and pensioner poverty down. He added that a revived commission would finish the job and give today's workers secure retirements to look forward to. The revived commission will include Baroness Jeannie Drake, the former trade unionist who was a member of the original commission, along with former chair of Barclays UK Ian Cheshire, and Nick Pearce, a professor of public policy at the University of Bath. It will examine the long-term future of the retirement system and make recommendations for change. It is due to report in 2027.